Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
All right, join us today if you can help Lori. 404-263-0941 is our number. Hey, Lori, what's going on?
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. But I need your help.
Okay. Well, all the friends are listening and willing to give you their guidance.
Oh, good. Long story short, my mother-in-law, I think she doesn't believe that my daughter has animal allergies, like really, really bad. So Basically, like, my daughter's almost two, and we found out that she has like this really bad allergic reaction to dogs. I mean, she just, like anybody, she gets like these welts on her body and, you know, her nose runs and her eyes are red. I mean, it's just horrible.
Poor baby.
I know, and I hate it for her because she's so little. But my in-laws, now, they live in Tennessee, and they've been wanting us to come visit, like, for a while. But they have, like, two golden retrievers. And I don't know what to do because they keep asking for us to come for a weekend. And I explain to them, I'm like, look, you know, she's got allergies, and she hasn't, my mother-in-law hasn't actually come out and said, hey, I don't believe you, but she keeps saying stuff like, oh, she'll be fine. You know, it's not a big deal. And I'm like, well, it is a big deal. I mean, does she not believe me? So I told my husband, and I'm like, I don't know. Like, does she think that I'm using the allergies as an excuse? Cause like, she doesn't think I want to come visit, or, I mean, I don't know what to do. Do I take my daughter out there and, like, have a reaction and show them that I'm not lying? Or...
That's tough. In-law situations are so tough. It is so hard to have that, like, conversation with them. Okay, 404-263-0941. If you've got any guidance for Lori, we would love to hear from you for group therapy. What does she do? It sounds like the in-laws are continuing to pressure you to come visit, even though they know that she's got allergies.
Yes.
So you said it's your mother-in-law, so it's your husband's mom.
It's my husband, yes.
What about him? Has he not stepped in to say anything?
Well, I mean, he's on my side, but he doesn't, you know, he doesn't want to be rude to her. You know, it's like he doesn't really know what to say to her other than the same thing that I've been saying.
And this is, I'm assuming this is the backwood country of Tennessee, and they're not hotels anymore.
We won't go that far.
You know, that's a tough situation because my wife is allergic to everything. Gretchen is allergic to dogs, and we've had that situation before where we want to go stay with people and they have dogs. We've had to cancel trips because we don't want to be rude because we're going into their house. Now, granted, these are friends, so it was easier to say no, but when it's family, how do you kind of shut the family out because of the kids' allergies?
And you said they think you're using it as an excuse not to come visit them. Is that because, like, you guys have had a rift in the past, or maybe it's not your favorite thing to go do, hang out with your in-laws?
No, I mean, I think they're great. It's just, like I said, I mean, she's little, you know. Now, our other two kids, they don't have allergies at all. So it was fine, like, when we would go visit before. But now it's just one of those things where this is a brand new thing to us. We've never actually had to deal with it. So I'm like, I don't want to put her at risk, you know, and have her grow out there. And they're just kind of like, you know, they miss them. But I don't know.
What does she do?
She'll be fine.
Yeah. What does she do in this situation? All right, Lori, hang on. And we will ask the friends to help you out. 404-263-0941. Lord knows that they are all smarter than we are. So let's get some guidance here. Let's circle the wagons and get some group therapy for Lori.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
All right, Lori, the friends are lining up to help you out. But if somebody is just jumping into the conversation, can you explain what you need guidance on today?
Sure. Long story short, my 2-year-old daughter has horrible allergies to animals, and my in-laws want us to come visit them out in Tennessee, and they actually have two dogs, And so they keep asking us to come. And I tell them that, you know, she's got these horrible allergies, and they don't believe me. My mother-in-law keeps saying, oh, she'll be fine. You know, it's not a big deal. You know, she's being nice to me, but like she even mentioned it to my husband that I'm using the allergies as an excuse to not come and visit them. No. So I know she's upset. She just won't say it to me. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what to do. Like, do I take my daughter out there and show them, hey, this is what she looks like? You know, she might have to go to the hospital. Right. Or do I not go? Like, I don't know what to do. And I don't want them to be mad at us, you know, because our other two kids don't have allergies. They're completely fine. So I have a feeling she thinks, she doesn't want to come see us.
404-263-0941. Andrea from Brookhaven's got some advice. Hey, Andrea.
Hey. So my advice is that her husband, you said your husband is on your side. Well, your husband needs to be on your daughter's side. So your husband should stick up just for her, for your daughter, that he should tell her, hey, mom, you need to drop it. You know, it is what it is. My daughters are allergic. You can come, perhaps have her come to you guys, but also show her pictures of her allergic reactions, and that should be enough to justify it. You do not have to justify your point. When it's your child's health, you are the caregiver, and that should be enough.
Thank you so much for the call, Andrea.
Yeah.
Kenyana,
thank you.
Griffin's got some guidance. Hey, Kenyana.
Hey, my advice for Laura is just to keep your daughter first. Allow your in-laws to come to Georgia and visit. That way your daughter is not out of her comfort zone, but always keep your child first. Let them come to Georgia.
Agree. Absolutely agree. And Jasmine in Duluth, what do you say?
I agree with the last caller. Just have them come visit here. Worst case scenario, take your two other children to Tennessee and let them come visit the two-year-old, because you should not have to put your daughter's life in danger.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm even thinking with the pictures. It's like if you have to take pictures and send them to her to prove it, that means you got to put your kid in front of a dog again so that she can have the reactions, so you can actually get the pictures. And that doesn't make sense, poor little thing. Ariana in Atlanta, what do you say?
Well, maybe have the allergist call the in-laws and see if they can find a resolution, or go but stay in a hotel and wear a medical mask, or the last option is have them come visit you instead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think you should have your child show up in like a full body suit, you
know,
like a astronaut, like dressed up like she's going to like NASA. All right, Mallory in Dahlonega, you are going to be the final word on this one.
Hey, good morning. I was just going to say, you've got to be your child's advocate. They're small. They can't take up for themselves. They can't speak up for themselves. So she's got to be the child's advocate. Do what you know you've got to do for them to keep them safe. And, yeah, just have the grandparents come visit them. But above all, you know, you've just got to do what you got to do to keep them safe.
Thank you so much, Mallory. Appreciate
it
so much. Lori, does that help out?
It does. I mean, I think that's the winning answer, for them to just, you know, come and visit us. You know, and if for the summer the other two want to go visit them, that's totally fine. But you're right. I mean, I'm mom first. So
absolutely.
If they get mad, they'll get over it, right?
Totally. Totally. Well, thank you so much for bringing it to the table, Lori. And if you need group therapy, you can always reach out to us, because we're doing this every day at this time. And it's really fun to see all the advice that comes in. Mm-hmm. It's really cool because people think in such different ways. So if you've got something going on in your life, maybe it's big, maybe it's little, whatever it is, just reach out to us. *941atlanta.com. You can find all our contact information right there. Or you can always DM us or shoot us a message on Facebook, too.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.